damage to that station was on the pipeline and on the intake, and the silt at the intake was cleared in a relatively short period. The pipeline damage took a longer time to repair, and in January, the company made an attempt to recommission the plant. When water was placed in the pipe, there was a blowout to the pipeline. That is, the pipeline broke. That failure caused the flooding to the South Rivers Power Station, so we were then required to undergo two sets of repair works at that point, repair the broken pipeline and repair the equipment. We used the opportunity at that time to overhaul the turbines at the station. Another attempt was made yesterday to bring the plant back online, and it was successful. Currently, the plant is operating at a capacity of just about 600 kilowatt hours. Another of our hydro plants became functional at Cumberland in January. That's one of three stations at the Cumberland location. And the company is currently working to rebuild a section of the Woodstave pipeline, and that should be completed by mid-March. And once that is completed, we should have three of our stations online. VNEC is still working towards repairing the Richmond pipeline. What we have done, we have dismantled in an attempt to start our repair work. We anticipate that the Richmond station will take a longer period. But we are making every effort to have all of the stations back on stream by the end of this year.